Prayer is conversation with God, and this is one of the most difficult things for people to wrap their minds around. How do I pray? How do I speak with God? What do I talk to Him about? Now, when we get advice from someone on this side of the veil, at best, it's an educated guess. But when we get answers from heaven and from purgatory, it's from people that are on the other side, and they know what they are talking about. We're going to get into what the souls in purgatory reveal about what we should talk to Jesus about. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Welcome to day 18 in this 33-day consecration to Our Lady, Star of the Sea, the Souls in Purgatory's favorite title of the Blessed Mother. It's actually revealed in the Diary of Divine Mercy that that is what they call her. Don't believe me? Look it up. Let's get into today's reading. Great though He is, Almighty God does not hesitate to lower Himself to the soul which loves Him. He treats with such a soul even on the smallest details that concern her. How good God is to us! Are there not secrets in our souls that God alone understands and of which we can speak to Him alone? Did you hear it? The smallest details of your life, essentially everything, are the things that you should speak to God about, which means this is the interpretation of pray always. Why does Jesus say that? And how does He literally mean to say Our Fathers and Hail Marys constantly 24/7? No. And many people make this grave mistake. Those prayers are ways to begin praying, but they're not how we should continue praying. We should speak to God about everything in our life. So that means we talk to Him about everything at all times. See, here is one of the biggest mistakes that people who are beginning in the spiritual life make. They only talk to God about spiritual things at church. Now, although church is one of the principal places that we pray, that's not the only place that we should pray. Think about it. God is everywhere. He's not just at church where you're talking to Him about holy things. He's everywhere, and we talk to Him about all things because all things are within His view. One of the biggest things that happens in purgatory is we're purifying all these little things, all these small places in our lives where we were not perfect. Therefore, when we speak to God about everything, He's able to first get into our hearts more deeply. We're able to have a significantly more intimate relationship with Him. And He's also able to help advise us in every little thing. Let me just give you some small examples. I remember a homily from a priest, and he was on retreat. And on the retreat, when he was out having breakfast, he asked Jesus, "Jesus, what do you want me to eat for breakfast?" And Jesus responded with great joy, "Whatever you want to eat, but what pleases me is that you ask." Do you see the difference? Do you see how incredible it is that if God lowers Himself to our level and we do not match that humility to talk to Him about everything, then we are insulting Him. He wants to talk to us about everything. "Lord, what should I do now? How should I brush my teeth? How should I comb my hair? How should I pray? How should I drive? What should I eat? How should I treat with my wife? How should I treat with my children?" Can you imagine how our life would change if we were in constant communication with Jesus about every little thing? Don't you think you would eventually start hearing Him? That you would also be gaining all this wisdom, that all your struggles that you have with your wife, with your children, with your husband, with your bosses, with all of your little things, that you would solve those problems so that you can deal with the larger ones much more efficiently. Imagine we arrive at prayer and we begin talking to God about all these high things. Heal this. Deal with this problem. Teach me about the inner things of prayer. When we haven't prepared for it by talking to Him about the small things. That's why when you arrive at prayer, you're not ready to pray because you haven't been praying the whole time. In this way, prayer, dedicated prayer, like a holy hour, is a continuation of a conversation that you've been having the entire time with God. He is there, ready to listen. I want to challenge you to practice this for at least one day. give it a chance. Do you not understand how you wound Jesus when you don't come to him about everything? Do you not know that he cares about every little detail? Even the scriptures say he knows how many hairs are on your head. He knows and has power to turn from brown to white hair. He knows everything when you sit and when you stand. So we should talk to him about these things. These things are as important to God as the greatest things in our life. And since our life consists of small things, it's all that we really are able to talk to him about. For those of you that already practice this, don't be selfish. You may say, I already know this. Well, have you shared this with someone else? You probably haven't. Take this message and share it with people. There are so many people that think that God is aloof, that he doesn't care, that he's out somewhere else busy with something more important, instead of the reality that God cares about the smallest minute details of our life, not to control us, but because he wants to be involved. Think of some of the consequences that I've already mentioned if we live out this type of prayer. First of all, God will perfect us in all the smallest things, and we will grow in perfection much more rapidly. Also, it will transform the way that we love. Often the way that we imagine God, we begin making ourselves in that image. So if we imagine that God is aloof and only cares about certain things, that's the way that we treat other people. We're aloof and we only care about certain things. But if we see God for how he is, as humble and caring about the smallest details in our lives, then we will mirror that in our own treatment of other people. Don't you think that will convert millions? If people knew that Christians were the ones that cared about everything about your life, that wanted to know every detail, not to control, but to be involved, to help, to assist, to be a listening ear, console the heart of Jesus by bringing to him every little detail of your life. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow in day 19. God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow in day 19.